a quick little catch on things we have discussed so far.
Retrograde planets is not good, huh?
Is it good or not?
It's not true.
From every perspective. A retrograde planet is not good. Right.
But then...
but kya? Bataiye.
When it is in the Kutil.
Kutil is retrograde. Kutil is not retrograde.
Sthira. Sthira. Sthira
is neither retrograde nor retrograde. Na idhar ka na udhar ka. Neither on the side of the Kauravas nor on the side of the Pandavas. I will just be the chariot. After said, I will just be the chariot.
Neither on this side nor on that side.
I will just be witness. It's like God, true God.
That power of the brain,
supreme intelligence. So how will this retrograde? It's not retrograde. Retrograde, the correct meaning retrograde is vakra. Even anuvakra is not fully retrograde. He will change after some time. If you teach him properly and if you do mantras and pacify him, he will change, he will become direct. He will let go. But a strongly retrograde planet will not let go.
It's a bad fellow.
He will cause you to be born again. Rahu causes rebirth. Desire is the cause of rebirth. Retrograde planets cause rebirth. So all you need to do is to find out how many planets are retrograde. That many strong desires you have, which you won't let go. Try this. How many planets are conjoined Rahu? Because if they are conjoined, they get influenced by that. There is something called satsang. Satsang means to sit with good fellows. If you sit with good fellows, you learn good things. If you sit with bad fellows, you learn bad things. So all the planets who are sitting with Rahu have now got bad sangha. Asatsang. All the planets which are sitting with Jupiter are getting satsang. See the difference? This way you have to think. You have to think about the world and their associations. Your Lagna Lord is conjoined Rahu. Oh my God, that is a mess. Your Moon Sign Lord is conjoined Rahu. Oh my God, that is a mess. Your Lagna Lord is Rahu is not a mess. Because that is going to behave like Surya. So Kumbha Lagna have an advantage. Keep that in mind. So, whichever planet is conjoined Rahu is going to be a problem. Because it is going to create a desire which is not good. You observe any chart. First thing you check in a chart is which are the planets. Because people come to you for problems. They don't come to you when everything is nice. In any case, if everything is nice, why do you need to interfere? You need to interfere only when there is a problem. Our foundation is that we are here to solve problems. People don't go to the doctor saying that, hey, I'm healthy, I'm fine, how are you? No one goes to the doctor. You go to the doctor when you're sick. Nobody likes to see the face of a lawyer. No one. If I see the face of a lawyer, means basically, arey, pata nahi jhagda hone wala. I'm going to have a fight. Basically, three people belong to Satya Pitha. Where that strength is truth. A lawyer, astrologer and doctor. These three have to be very strong. For they must have the power to fight the evils. If they don't have that power, leave that career. And for to be able to fight, the focus should be very clear. What am I looking for? First look for Rahu. First thing in a chart, look for Rahu. Which are the planets conjoining Rahu? Who else is retrograde? Who else is listening to him? Secret friendship. Find out the secret friendships with Rahu. And which are the other planets in the house of this retrograde planets? They will also be influenced by the retrogradation. Notice all the retrogrades. Everything that is going in the reverse direction in life. After you make a list, then you decide to deal with them one by one by one. And remember, the worst is Jupiter retrograde in Adhusthana aspected by two or more malefics. The worst case scenario. What is the worst case scenario? Jupiter retrograde in Adhusthana aspected by two or more malefics. When that happens, the battle is lost.
We won't consider one planet. Only two more movies.
Two or more, then it is a curse. When the curse is complete, you cannot do anything. You don't have the capacity. Jupiter aspected by two or more planets. If it is a Kendra, then there will be suffering, but it will become such a blessing you cannot imagine.
That suffering has a higher purpose of one of the greatest blessings. Wo amar kar dega. The person may become immortal. Such a big blessing will come from Shiva.
So remember these things. Huh? So you see, Kendra makes such a big difference. Kendra Guru is, you learn more when I come to remedies.
I will teach you, most probably, either I will do it or my wife Sarvani will do it. Let us see who is handling it.
Remember this, the foundation of remedy is the Kendra. I tell you just one thing, if there is even one benefit planet in a Kendra, one benefit planet, choose that planet and the Devata associated with the planet and give the Tattva Mantra. Or the basic root mantra, Om Namah Shivaya or Om Vishnu, root mantra of that planet's Devata. And tell them you do 10 rounds of this every morning, and within 40 days you'll see your life start changing. One benefit planet in a Kendra is all I'm asking for. Under Arista, when you will learn Arista Bhanga, you will learn this. Tamas Chandra and all those details you will learn. Lots of details. Parashara has taught a lot of details, you will learn all that. So now you realize that look, motion of the planets are so important. Also one more thing, a planet which is going very fast, Atichara. Or what you call Shigrotara. The word used by Parashara is Shigrotara. Later day modern Sanskrit scholars use Atichara. He's frightened. He's scared. He's terribly afraid. So Lagna Lord should not be Atichara. If a Lagna Lord is Atichara, a coward is born. And man horoscope, I don't like Lagna Lord Atichara.
Woman, it's okay.
You make them very tender and gentle. But man's horoscope, Lagnesh should not be Atichara.
Lagnesh should not be running.
Because only a coward runs at that speed, running for life. Running at the speed of the moon. Who runs at the speed of the moon? Who is running for life? Because moon is life.
One basic question, how do we know it's Atichara coming
inside? Use the software. Otherwise, go to the calculations, you find out. Like the sun is 1 degree per day. Now, if the sun is going at point, the sun has travelled that day when you were born, let us say the sun has travelled something like 45 minutes or 50 minutes, then we will say, no, it is slow. So, there are gradations for every graha. They have got the gradations, the mathematical calculations, you can learn all those details. But software should give it. Now, we need to identify planets as Krura and Papa. Normally, English translations are horrible.
Horrible, let me tell you.
It is a tragedy the way it is translated, and that translation seems to have become the standard translation. Malefic and benefic. It is tragic.
The words malefic and benefic that has been used by all translators is actually tragic.
The words used by Parashara are Shubha, auspicious, Ashubha, inauspicious, Papa, sinful, Krura, harsh, rash, Saumya, soft, sweet. What are the words? Shall I say again? Shubha, auspicious, Ashubha, inauspicious, Papa, sinful, Krura, harsh, and Saumya, soft. These are the kinds of words, and each word is very specific. What happens is, because of this black and white malefic benefit, sun always ends up on the wrong side. Surya is always on the wrong side. Sun is a malefic. Marga, Satvaguna planet has become malefic, so Satvaguna is malefic. See the logic in the brain. Where the brain goes wrong, the feed, if you feed wrong information, the logic will go spoiled. The sun is Satvaguna. Sun is malefic. So Satvaguna is also malefic sometimes. See the error in your brain. Your brain's logic will fail. So be very careful. Papa, vicious, wicked, evil, wretched, vile. In Jyotisha, it is boding evil, inauspicious, villain. Basically defining sin. Papa is the definition of sin. Vice or a crime. So which are the papas? There are called three papa. Jyotisha has got three papa or three sins. Which are the three papa? Mangala, Shani, Rahu. Mangala, Shani and Rahu are the three papa. And by now, the amount of Jyotish you have learned, you can sort of judge. Yeah, Mangala all the time that is evil. Every condition. Shani, every condition is evil. And Rahu is king of the lot. So Mangala, Rahu and Shani are the three papa. Three evils. Krura. Surya and Ketu are Krura. But Ketu is Ati Krura. Ati Krura means very harsh. And because of that, in Samsara, he becomes a Papa. Because he is Ati Krura, means extremely harsh. That is why for Samsara, worldly matters, material world, he becomes a Papa. But for the spiritual world, he becomes Shubha. Ati Shubha is more auspicious than Jupiter. You understand this? Surya is Krura. Now coming to the benefic planets. Mercury is a child. Who he sits with, accordingly he will change. If the child is taught good things, he will learn good things. If he is taught bad things, he will learn. Fundamentally, by nature, he is Saumya, soft. Mercury is very soft by nature. Very friendly by nature. He goes and talks with everybody. Yak, 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 yak. All the time he talks. Nice guy. Makes friends with everyone. Friendly planet. Because he's soft, he's friendly. He's a good guy from that point of view. And what more can you tell me about him? Basically, he's Saumya. It's only when he is sitting with Papa, does he become a Papa? So, when does Mercury become a Papa or do bad things? When he is sitting with Mars, Rahu, Saturn. Am I very clear? Otherwise, you will say that when Mercury is with the Sun, he is malefic. He is not, because Sun is not malefic. Sun is Krura. He is not Papa. So when Mercury is with the Sun, it is fantastic. Buddha Aditya Yoga, Nipuna Yoga. Very skillful. Such a person will be taught very well. He will learn very well from his boss. Any Sun Mercury, send him to anybody, he will learn very well. The learning is fantastic. Mercury in the house of Sun. Mercury with Sun. Mercury Mercury conjoined the sun. In a house of Mercury or in a house of the sun, in the lagna, Mahapandita Yoga. Have you heard of this yoga? Write it down. Sun and Mercury, you say is skillful, right? Sun and Mercury is skillful because Mercury is the skills we learn to earn money. And when the sun is with Mercury, you learn from an elder and you learn very well, very steady, excellent learning. Good gurus, good teachers, good boss. You learn very well, your learning capacity is good. For that, we need Mercury to be conjoined the sun. That's very nice. You see the clarity in the head now? Sun is not papa. It is not sinful. See the point here. Now, if that sun and Mercury are in a sign of the sun, which is what? Leo? Or in a sign of Mercury, which is what? Gemini or Virgo? In the lagna, then definitely a Mahapandita is born. Mahapandita Yoga. Write it down. Later I will teach you such combinations and I will derive everything for you. It's not about mugging up. If you mug up, you'll never be able to use it. Once you understand it, you'll understand. Really be able to use it. How interesting, huh? So Mercury and Ketu causes breakage of bones. Why? Because you are trying all sorts of monkey tricks with your legs and hands by turning it here and there and all. You take the leg and you put it around your neck and take it out like that. Oh my God, I'm going to break my leg if I do. What does it mean? It means that you are forcing your body to become flexible.
Will it happen during a dasha? Or in general? Because I have the...
I. Mar diya mera I. Jab, why are you disturbing me here? I told you to eat well. That means you have not eaten well. What did you have for lunch?
Lot of ice cream.
चावल नहीं खाना भर पेट चावल और घी दो चम्मच लेता ये क्वेश्चन नहीं पूछता आइसक्रीम खा दिया ब्रेन जैम हो गया खत्म टोटली अग्नि स्मैश्ड इट्स ऑल फ्रोजन ऑन द हेड इज फॉरगॉटन व्हाट एनीबॉडी सेड या
गुरुजी यू सेड दैट सन इज नॉट पापा इट्स क्रूरा बट इट्स नॉट मैलेफिक बट क्रूरा सेज इट्स क्रूर सो हाउ इज इट
The problem, where is Krura is bloody wrong, is one of the words as a translation.
But it's not malefic. Krura is not malefic.
No, not malefic. I do not know what to use. I do not know what word to use.
Because cruel seems malefic.
Cruel is malefic, which is... Cruel is really not a word for Krura. Krura is harsh.
Harsh.
I'm just giving you the dictionary translation. Sometimes, it is not. The Krura is...
Sometimes teacher can be very harsh.
Yeah, teacher is Krura. I was just now Krura with him.
Benefic Krura.
Poor chap ate food and see what I did with him. I was Krura with him. I was burning him down. So that the ice will melt on his head. So you see, sir, he has to be, as a teacher is not going to be Krura sometimes, then he's not going to be a good teacher. He has to do his job. Krura, fathers can be Krura. The son has to be, government has to be harsh. Oh, let all the murderers be released. Can you imagine? Will you leave? You'll pack your bags and leave the city. You need a certain amount of discipline out there. Krura gives discipline. Somya doesn't have any discipline. Study. How come the sun wakes up every day on time and goes on time and this? That discipline of the sun is part of his Krura nature. Krura is also harsh with his words. Shut up, get down, now come. Get this done. Ordering people around. Who can order? One who is a bit cruder can order. You have you seen a general ever order to his the other people in the army? I worked in the defense. I never understood cruder. What is this Ketu Krura I never understood? Once while I just went and I saw this general talking to his. See how we train. Something you should see. Went and saw. 2 hours. 2 hours. Never again in all my stay did I go to see it. What is it that I saw that I decided, oh my God, I'm not coming here again. They were all happy, they were very happy, the boss noticed me and all. Kind of language. It is unbelievable the kind of language they use.
All four letter words. One sentence they cannot end with a bunch of them. And the guy is feeling happy in front. Headless.
It is weird. Have you seen, have you noticed how the army people talk to each other?
You are very lucky. That is pure Ketu Krura. But they are totally disciplined. They totally obey each other. The kind of discipline in the army is not there anywhere in the world. Any other part of society. That is Ketu's discipline. Similar discipline is there in the government. That is Surya's. It is much lower level. So Krura has a certain discipline element to it. I am trying to bring the other side out so that you understand what is happening with these planets. Is discipline good or bad?
Good.
If it is good, then Krura is also good.
Yes.
That is my point.
Would you mention that Sun and Mercury helps with learning? How is that different from Jupiter?
I didn't say helps with learning.
Or it creates a Mahapandita Yoga.
Mahapandita Yoga is... Yeah, he's learning from someone. I explained that.
I
explained that. Right? He's learning from someone.
Yeah, not because Mercury is a Shisha, right?
Exactly. Mercury is how we learn. How do we learn? Okay. So you understood this part. Krura and Soumya Graha. Among these planets, Ravi, Shani, Mangala, Diminish, Chandra, Rahu and Ketu are Krura. Passive. So Krura, which are the Krura planets? Not Papa. Observe the word he has used. Observe. The moon, which is of low moonlight, does not become Papa, does not become a malefic, does not become evil. It only becomes Krura. And everybody, in every translation, has done wrong translation. Oh, this person is born in Krishna Chaturdashi. The moon is without light. It is malefic moon. It is sinful and this and that and nonsense. So the mind is full of sin and maleficence. How sad. It is a Krura. It means the person is a bit more tough, more male. Can I use the word male energy and female energy?
Yes.
Can I?
Yes.
Let us understand Krura as male energy and Soumya as female energy. Then there is no problem. It's easier to understand it. The sun is male energy, the moon is female energy. Easy to understand. So the whole problem of malefic, the whole problem is out. Masculine, feminine energy, or hard and soft, whatever you want to use. So which are the planets who have this Krura? Who can have Krura? Who can have this masculine, go-getter, go-getting energy? Go and get it. Grab it. Take it. It is yours. Who can have that? Ravi can have that. Shani can have that. Because anyway, he's a papa, so Krura comes automatically to him. Mangala will surely have it. Oh my God, he will not let go. Diminished Chandra means the moon after Krishna Ashtami to Shukla Ashtami. Ashtami to Ashtami is the half. After Krishna Ashtami to Shukla Ashtami. Ashtami is midway. Rahu and Ketu. The correct word that I have used over here for Krura is aggressive. I have used the word aggressive. This is my translation. And I think that is the right translation. The remaining, that is the Chandra from Shukla Ashtami to Krishna Ashtami. Buddha, in any condition Buddha in any condition, Guru and Shukra are Soumya. Passive. Cool, what they call cool. Buddha, when conjoined, or there is some yoga, a Krura Graha, then only he will become a Krura. Somebody has to teach him to become a Krura. Otherwise, by nature, he cannot. The small child cannot be Krura. Children love each other. They go and hug each other. Automatically. Children all across the world are the same. They are very sweet and nice. They need to be told bad things. They need to be taught. Then only they will become like that.
How to understand this form of condition? This Krudha when conjoined with Surya, cruel graha, cruel graha, it becomes a krura.
So that means Buddha will get discipline only when it is with Surya. Buddha without Surya has no discipline. He needs Surya for discipline. He needs to be in Surya Rashi for discipline. He needs to be in a Krura Rashi for discipline. Mercury in Bhadra Mahapurusha Yoga has no discipline. And that is why he fails. Every yoga has a failure. Everybody, don't you all read the good things about yogas? I look at the failures. Big yogas will fail. So don't learn Jyotish the way you have learnt. Because that is your biggest block to learning from the parampara. Riksha Valas have Bhadra Mahapurusha Yoga also. I will show you horoscopes if you want. So don't get carried away. Am I being clear?
Yes.
Now, what did we understand from here? Buddha is very important. It shows how we are learning. Our learning, we will see which planets have what power. They are controlling things. And among them we will see, Mercury is our learning, our speech. How is my speech? How is my learning? The learning of a person can be known from his speech. The culture, how he talks, you will see his culture. It is very important how the person talks, how he conducts himself. That is very, Mercury is critical. It is a very critical planet in the chart. Because he is the karaka for karma. Based upon your class, you will get your job. If you talk like a rickshaw wala, they will buy a rickshaw for you. If you talk like a expert in medicine, they will keep you in the hospital. Right? What is interview? What is an interview? Why is an interview required? An interview is required to find out how you speak. On the basis of how you speak, they make a judgment call of whether you know the subject or not. So that depends upon the conjunctions with Mercury. How did Mercury get influenced? How were you taught?
Mercury Ketu conjunction brings discipline to Mercury.
Of course. Tremendous discipline to Mercury. You look at people with Mercury Ketu. Mercury with Sun or Ketu, tremendous discipline. Mercury with Mars, very disciplined. Top athletes will have Mercury and Mars. You can compete. The discipline required for competition. Any top athlete, Mercury Mars will be there. Very good for athletics. So you can learn how to compete, how to fight. Mercury is just learning. What are you learning? What can you learn? You see how the concept. So you can learn good things also. You can learn bad things also. So when it is conjoined, Krura, you become Krura. Whatever is there with it, that is what the mind will learn.
Then Mercury plus Rahu will become peace.
Will become?
Mercury with Rahu can give one to thieving, cheating, the skills in them.
Why not? What is wrong with that?
But what if peace about it?
That is important. That is important. How can you guide that Mercury? There is much more to learn. But what are you learning and how you are learning? What is your learning capacity? And what is the best conjunction that Mercury can have? Jupiter. Guru Buddha Yoga Sarva Karya Siddhi, the Bhagavad Gita. When Jupiter and Mercury shall conjoin in its perfect degree, the Bhagavad Gita shall rise. I don't know what is explained.
I know conjunctions. So we are talking of samyoga, conjoining planets in one side.
We don't know what is drishti.
We don't know what is yoga. We don't know what is vijjana. So why confuse ourselves with so many things? And if I start sukshma yoga then? Sukshma parivartana then?
You really had it if I start using those terms. Can you imagine how tough it is for me? Suddenly to shift from that level to this level. My whole, you know, half my vocabulary I have to throw out.
I cannot use words. I don't use words. You see how careful I am. I don't use words which you don't know.
I think the takeaway is that Krura is not so bad like Papa. Papa is... Krura is okay.
Krura is Krura. We can't say it is okay. When you are on the other side of the Krura, it is not. If somebody calls you a bloody fool, will you like it? No. So we don't want to see. Depends where you are working. If it's okay with you, then fine, join the army. I could not. No, I ran away from that.
Join for this job. I cannot.
We cannot do such things. No? It is depends. Some people who can, who there are some people who enjoy talking. They talk to each other like that. You go to Delhi. First time I landed in Delhi. Oh, the first time they patted me on my back. The language, he was going to beat him. It was a fight. I was going to beat him. It was an issue. The matter went up to the admin, and it was an issue. I said, I will not talk to this rascal.
They did not. I said, no, what have I done wrong? Chai piyo.
But out of affection, they use such a language, you know, because they have been warriors for centuries, fighting the Muslim invaders for centuries. So they are warriors. They are like, the whole community is like a army, and they are very strong fellow feeling. They protect each other. Devi Jagran they do. Sanjay ji, aap the Durga worshipper hoje. Devi Jagran, aaji Devi Jagran. Acha Jagran, what is Jagran? Durga Puja? Devi Jagran. Acha, let's go. Puja starts at 10 o'clock. It starts with a big bottle of it goes throughout the night. Jagran means to stay awake and drink.
What is this? Disaster?
What sort of puja is this? Because you got to stay awake. They're practicing to stay awake because they are guarding the borders and things like that. So that is, they have converted the pujas also into that.
I'm missing the teacher's puja. Teacher's scotch.
No, because it was a cultural shock for somebody. That is why, when I was young, I never understood why my uncle took the Indian map, put a scale and drew a line from Jagannath. You go down, you cannot go. Anything. I said, I got Roorkee, let me go. I have Pilani.
No, you will go down.
So I had to go to Anna University. See, like that. Your grand uncle didn't get a seat, now you get him. Some nonsense they will talk. Because they realize that this young fellow, very mercurial. Good, because you see, later you learn that the planets aspecting the moon can influence the mind. And I have a strong mercury influencing my moon. And so it is possible if I sit with friends, and I can change. So they were very careful that when he's growing up, he should be better. He goes to the south. Send him to Chennai. This is how they planned. So we need to see the horoscopes of children. Otherwise, how will you know where to send? So you see, Mercury.
Good.
So you have understood this very well. You have understood the difference, and you can see that by looking at a horoscope, you can know, okay, if we take it in this way, it will be better. Somebody with a Mercury, Mars must be told, go play a game, play a sport. Don't just sit in the room and do mantras. Go and play, go burn the energy, you have nothing to do, go for a jog in the garden, go. They must be told to burn the energy of Mars, else that aggression will come in their learning. We don't want aggression, it's energy. Burn it out. That's why they're very good in sports, if you direct it properly. Interesting discussion, right? Yes. And you have a good understanding of different planets now conjoined. You have an understanding. There's no mucking up.
Understanding, that's more important.
Now here's the moon.
When the moon conjoins, when the moon conjoins the sun, it's completely dark, 100% dark. And this happens for 12 degrees. What happens is, this whole circle is 360 degrees. It is called the sun-moon separation.
How far has Sati or Gauri gone away from Shiva? How far has she gone? Has she gone very far? When she goes very far from Shiva, she has her own light. When she comes very close to Shiva, she has no light. Am I being understood?
When she is far away from Shiva, Shiva is here. The sunlight is here. You can see the sunlight. Okay? The sun is here. So when she has gone far away from Shiva, she has full light. When she comes very close to Shiva, she has no light. What people say, oh, this is very bad, because the moon is combust.
Whatever is combust loses identity. What is the meaning of combustion?
Identity is gone. You have no identity. Your ahankar, what is ahankar's first thing? Identity, no? I am Prime Minister, I am Sanjay, I am this, I am that, my horoscope, my lagna. Combustion is very good. It removes I, my, me, my, mo, mum, all that goes away. So combustion happens over here. So the moon is fully combusted. So in one way, the ahankar is fully gone. But such a moon, if it does not find proper directions, it can go completely awry. Because it's darkness, you don't know where to walk in the darkness. Because the mind, moon is the mind. The mind has no direction over here, you see. There is no light of its own.
It has no direction of its own.
On the one hand, it is superb for spirituality. On the other hand, it is very dangerous for samsara. Why is it superb for spirituality? The mind really doesn't know where to go. But suddenly if it gets a spiritual direction, it is just going in that one direction. Aur kuch dikhta nahi. Nothing else is visible. Every 12 degrees that the moon moves away from the sun. So the sun moon must be separated by 12 degrees. Okay? Is one thing. Why 12 degrees? It's a simple calculation. 360 degrees divided by 30, right? We found 30 as a month is how much? 12. So therefore, every time the sun and the moon are separated by 12 degrees, they cover a range called Vantithi. But how much does the sun move during this time? Can anybody tell me? 12 degrees.
1 degree.
The sun moves 1 degree. So by how much has the moon moved?
13
degrees. The sun has moved by 1 degree. The moon has moved by 13 degrees. That is why the separation is 12 degrees. It is the separation which is the tithi. Keep that in mind. Now when you enter the Jagannath temple of Orissa, at the main entrance of the main shrine, Garbhagriha, where Jagannath is sitting, there is a 13 petal lotus. 13 petal lotus. Not 12, not 4, not 5. Everybody who has gone there has stood in front of that and has been petal. 13 petal? 1, 2, 3, 4, 13? What is the meaning of 13? It has a very, very deep spiritual connotation. Maybe, future. But bear this in mind, the moon travels exactly 13 degrees to match the speed of the sun's 1 degree so that it covers one tithi. So in every tithi, the moon is traveling 13 degrees. Okay? And how many tithis are there in 1 month? 30. So what happens when the moon travels 13 degrees times 30? How much do we get? 390 degrees it has travelled. Do you see the difference? It has travelled 30 degrees extra.
And that 30 degrees extra is one Rashi. The sun travels, so in 1 month, the sun travels one Rashi, and the moon travels one Rashi extra. Exact 30 degrees. See that? The moon has traveled exact 30 degrees more. And the sun has traveled 30 degrees. And the separation between the two has remained 360. So from both sides, we get the 30 degree is one Rashi. Okay? So can I say that each of these is 1 month Tithi? Or 1 month lunar day? It's a lunar day.
Yes.
Right, it's a lunar day. And we will now give the order. Do you know how the weekdays are numbered, right? Why Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? You know that. Anybody who does not know why Monday is after Sunday? If you know, then I will go on. You don't know. Good. You don't know. Good. Tell me. Try this. Write down the names of the planets on the order of the speed. Which is the fastest planet?
Moon.
Okay. After that?
Mercury.
We have to start from any day. Okay. Let us start with Sunday. Let us say, as an example, just to find out. So the first hour, one day has 24 hours. Okay? So the first hour will go to the sun. Okay? And now we go from slow to fast. So first hour means 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning. Then after that?
So after sun?
Mars.
So we have to go in descending order or ascending order?
Oh, speed.
Speed.
That is, Venus is the next.
No. Correct. See, there is a saying, closer to the church, further away from God. Closer to the teacher, further away from studies. He is sitting so far, he could hear me. You people are right in front. Are you total deafness? See, what did I say? Based upon the increasing speed of the planet. Why are you not listening to me? What are you thinking? कोई याद आ रहा है कोई girlfriend है क्या? क्या problem बता? वो कीड़ा है दिमाग में. Listen to what I say very carefully. Very carefully. Forget thinking about your mother in 8,000 all the time. हाँ, correct ना? तो we will go to Shukra. So 7 to 8 o'clock will be Venus. Okay, 8 to 9, Mercury, 9 to 10, Moon, 10 to 11, now we have to go again, we have to finish the cycle, Saturn, 11 to 12, Jupiter, 12 to 1 p.m., Mars, then again after Mars, Sun is coming, no? So I can write over here, 1 to 2, Sun, 2 to 3, Venus, 3 to 4, Mercury, 4 to 5, Moon, 5 to 6, Saturn, 6 to 7 p.m., Jupiter, and 7 to 8 p.m. is Mars. Okay? Again? I am here. Clear?
Yes.
Now again it will start at what time? Have I missed something? 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. Right? Now this is again 8 to 9. Again sun. 9 to 10. 10 to 11. 11 to 12 a.m. Dekho. Right? Then 12 to 1 a.m. 1 to 2 a.m. 2 to 3 a.m. Again 4 a.m. is sun. 4 to 5. 5 to 6 is there some mistake I made?
Saturn, we did not put those hours.
Oh, we did not put the hours of Saturn. How? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
3 and 3 to 4.
Yes, correct. 2 to 3.
Oh, this should be 3 to 4.
3 to 4.
So this should be 3 to 4. Sharp eyes. Good.
So then this is 3 to 4 am, huh? Sun. So 4 to 5 am is Venus. 5 to 6 is Mercury. But after 6 am, next day will start, no? So which is the next hour?
Monday.
6 to 7. So therefore after Sunday, it can only be Monday. Homework. Make the full table for all days.
Okay.
Please, do it once. I did it when I was learning. And that is why I have a huge advantage over everybody. Because I know nobody can do it. So I should do it so that I have advantage. So Gurudev said, this is Hora. Our is Hora. And Brihat Parashara is Hora Shastra. Brihat Parashara is Hora Shastra. If you don't know the Hora, how will you know Hora Shastra? So I realized, oh my God, Hora is so important. Of course, it is even more important than your Lagna. Who is the Lord of your Hora, you don't know. See? I know you don't know. You know. Who knows? Who is the Lord of your Hora?
Guru
is the Lord of your Hora.
Very good.
Huh? Jupiter, huh? बात है ये जुपिटर एक्सिस हो गया क्या डू यू ऑब्जर्व व्हेन गुरु इज द होरा इट मींस द चाइल्ड इज गॉन एंड द गुरु इज स्ट्रांग द पर्सन बाय नेचर विल बी वेरी काम मेष लग्न डज इट लुक लाइक मेष लग्न टू यू हैव यू ट्राइड टू टॉक टू सतीश यू विल नॉट फाइंड मेष लग्न मच इन हिम यू विल सी द गुरु होरा वेरी काम वेरी डिग्निफाइड वेरी डिसेंट Meena Lagna. I'm supposed to be very calm and easy and all. All my students will say, no, this Lagna must be wrong. Because Chandra Hora. I'm born in Chandra Hora. I move fast. My brain is super fast. Everything is fast about me. I hate sitting and wasting time. And most important thing that satisfies me is songs. I love songs. See? So what is more important?
Learn
the Hora. Once you learn Hora, everything you will do on the basis of Hora. Everything. I have to do something very urgent. Okay, Thursday, do it on Thursday, it is good. I don't have time to wait till Thursday. Okay, I have to do it on Monday, fine. What time? Good. Guru Hora. Guru Hora is much more stronger than Thursday, Guruvar. Guru is very strong in the Hora. Planets are the strongest in their Horas. Good. So in this you learn, huh?
Guruji, is it standard or local time Standard or local time you should use?
I use the watch. I'm too lazy to calculate. I just use the watch. Okay, what is the time now? It is now 2 to 3, right? Today is what day?
Friday.
So, Shukra will start at 1 o'clock. Remember the rules. 6, 1, 8, 3. And then from that you can calculate. So, 1 o'clock was Shukra. 2 o'clock is Buddha. And we were talking about Mercury conjunction.
It's alternated reverse.
Huh?
It's alternated reverse.
What is alternated reverse?
Shukra. Guru se pehle. After Buddha it will be.
So you are thinking in a retrograde fashion in the head. Think about what you told just me. None of them caught it. I caught it.
I calculated that it
See, I'm born in Chandra or I can catch Rahu immediately. See? You are thinking retrograde. You are moving in the reverse of the vara, right? You are thinking in the reverse of the vara and jumping, right? Where is Rahu?
Rahu 9th.
Okay, Tithi. We have to deviate it quickly. Tithi is about water. I told yesterday in the evening when we were sitting outside. Five things I told you. Vara, Panchanga is Vara number 1. Number two, Tithi. Number three, Karana. Number four,
Yoga. And finally,
Nakshatra. Right. So, Vara is Agni. Write down Vara, Agni. Panchanga is the manifestation of the Tattva. The control is different. The manifestation. It is like this. Very easy to understand. Think that there is a radio station in Delhi. Who is controlling what will play in the radio? That radio station, All India Radio, Doordarshan, or whatever you may call it, sitting in Delhi, some people are playing. Out here you have a small transistor. And then you are struggling to tune it, no? Right? The radio in your hand is the Panchanga. The controller is somewhere else in Delhi. So the Tattva control planets are the big fellows going there in the sky. Who are they? For Agni it is Mars. For Jala it is Venus. For Prithvi it is Mercury. Then for Vayu we have Saturn. And for Akash we are having Jupiter. So these are the five Tattva controllers for five radio stations. Five radio stations are there. But there is one radio in your hand and this little radio can receive all the five stations. You are not bothered about what they are playing. You cannot do anything about what they are playing. You have to tune your radio to receive those stations. And the radio in your hand is your Panchanga. Did you understand? Is the analogy clear enough for you to understand? All the five stations are coming to that one radio. Easy to understand, right? Remember this radio, then you will understand. One station is called Vara, and the weekday will decide how well you are able to catch the Vara FM. Vara FM. Then we have Tithi. But there are lots of Tithis. How to find out the lots of the Tithi? Now, I have given the shlokas later, but you can learn it quickly. You know, this is all supposed to, this is all Samanya Shastra. This is not real Parashara. Samanya, this is for kids. So please write down the numbers. So the planets from Sun to Rahu are Lord Indra Tithis. Easy to remember because this is the weekday order. Huh? Exactly on the weekday order. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Rahu. But Ketu is not there. Can you see that? Ketu has been kicked out of that. Why is Ketu kicked out of that? Because he is a sadhu, he is not allowed to marry. Exactly, it's a yoga of the sun and moon. It is water. What is water? Heart, no? Heart is water. Sadhu is not supposed to have any relationship. Relationships and affections are not allowed. Ketu is, that is why, kicked out from this list. Are you clear why Ketu is kicked out? Good. So do not ever tell anybody that Ketu is the lord of your Tithi. Then the person will not marry you. What happens when Ketu conjoins the lord of your Tithi? So can you tell me who is that? What is 30 over here? Krishna Paksha? 15th day, which is Amavasya. 30 is Amavasya, 15 is Purnima. Okay? So please note that very carefully. Okay. Now each one of you will have to tell what is your Tithi and who is the lord of the Tithi. I will ask randomly. I just do three cases. And I only want to know which planets are conjoining. Number one, which house it is. If you know your chart, you can tell which house it is placed. So what are the things you have to see? You have to find this Lord of Tithi. Lord of Tithi. And see, which house? From seventh house. Okay? Because from the seventh house you have to see, no? Relationships are not in seventh house. Huh? Relationship is in seventh house, right?
Marriage is in which house?
12th house.
12th house.
12th house.
Marriage is not a relationship.
Oh my God, I'm demolishing you. You observe.
A boy and a girl before they marry and after they marry is totally different. Ask any married lady and any married gentleman. It's a totally different story.
There is a different level of confidence in the relationship. Till they are married, they have to be nice to each other. I'm not going into other details. Okay. Which house from seventh house? Okay? This planet. Which planets conjoin? And the status and other things you have to see. Generally, okay? So these are the things. Shall we start?
I will only pick up unmarried people. I don't want to pick up married people.
I don't want to know your story now.
Yeah, who are the unmarried people? Let me see.
Aditya bolega? So, what?
Krishna Ekadashi.
Krishna Ekadashi Janma?
Yes.
Okay. Krishna Ekadashi is ruled by which planet?
Mars.
Where is Mars in your horoscope?
In the fourth house, Libra.
In the fourth house in Libra. Okay. So can you tell me from the seventh house where it is placed?
Tenth house.
Okay. And so... Conjoined. Tell me.
Conjoined Shani.
It's conjoined Shani.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Mars is conjoined Shani in the fourth house. Anything else you want to know? Anybody wants to comment on that? Nobody wants to comment. They all like you.
They really like you. Would you like to comment?
No, I would like you to tell.
Me? I have no experience in these matters. You are young. My suggestion is stay focused on the studies. It will help you more than anything else. Trust me. Okay. What no?
But I don't know the tithi, I don't know.
You don't know the tithi? How convenient. Okay, next. You are married now,
I thought.
You are married bachelor?
I know these details.
Means I don't understand.
No, I am a forced bachelor.
You are a forced bachelor?
Right now.
Okay, let's share your side of the story. What is your tithi?
Krishna Dwadashi.
Krishna Dwadashi. Very fantastic.
Krishna, Mercury Lord.
Mercury is the Lord.
Is in 11th from 7th and 10th place.
It is in the 3rd house.
5th house, 11th from 7th.
It is in the 5th house, which is the 11th from the 7th. Now, this is very careful, huh? 11th from the 7th. Now, is the 11th from the 7th good or bad? Is the 11th house good or bad?
I thought 6th house and 11th house is Tano Dandaha.
That means 6th is Danda. You know what Danda? Danda. You can't forget. Danda is 6th house. Stick.
You'll get the stick in the 6th house and Hara means the boot.
There's a difference between stick and boot. When you get the stick, you're still in town. When you get the boot, you're out of town.
I understand why it is forced. Why it is forced? Now I see what the pose is.
Nobody has forced you. It's just, it has harred you. I don't know how to say. There's no direct translation of that word, you know.
Hara. Tanu, mane hara hara. You know, hara. What to say about hara? How do you understand hara?
Haram Mahadev
is
Papo Haram. You don't want to do that to husband wife. You can, husband cannot do Haram Mahadev on wife. That is totally unacceptable.
It is conjoined with Surya.
Mercury is conjoined, debilitated Surya.
Mercury is conjoined, debilitated Surya. And now where is wife? Back to...
Huh?
Away.
Back to home.
Huh.
I mean, she has gone home for some time to her father's house. Na ki, permanent, na ki, what is the situation? You do not know. So you are having the same problem as Surya Dev had, right? Observe, Mercury is with debilitated Surya. So Mercury will not give his results. He will give the results of conjunction. Debilitated Surya, right? What is the problem that Surya Dev had? Wife ran away. Oh, the tejas of this one is too much. Stop eating ghee. So there are issues. That is why. Then you need some help to get her back. Right? No, that whatever it is. So now you can see the problem, right? It is so obvious. From the 7th house, it is in the 11th, which is not a good sign. Further, if the 11th is a fixed Rashi, it is worst. Worst. Thank God it is a Chara Rashi, so it is not a problem. Chara means we can still change the Chara. If it is Thira, you had a problem. Like that, you have to understand the Rashis and you understand the problem. So you see the problem. Anybody else wants to talk about the 7th house? I'll give one opportunity. Tera theek hai, woh 8th bangal ko chhod. Okay, let's hear. Can I have the full chart? What's your lagna?
Scorpio.
Scorpio lagna? Okay.
Satya means Shukla.
Your Tithi Lord is?
Shukla.
Your Shukla what?
Satami.
Saptami. Saptami, okay. Yes. Shukla Saptami, which is Saturn, is the Lord of your Tithi. Oh, that's easy. Okay, then.
And it's in the 6th from the 7th.
Oh, birds of a feather flock together. He's in 11 and you are in 6. Perfect. Why is it that people of similar energies tend to sit together? You are in the punishment house and he's in the kick house. Oh. You feel very punished by your relationships. Very punished, very, very badly beaten. Pained, beaten, mutilated, cruel, evil, papa. I need coffee.
And it says, this thing that you gave her a Kali mantra.
Yeah. Start fasting on every full moon and don't touch water.
On the full moon.
On the full moon. And I'll tell you something secret, okay? Don't tell anybody. Okay?